Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Very busy 3-hour program lined up today in 45 minutes. Matt Eumanns will join the program. A college football win total with Matt, and some bets that he likes this week in the next PGA Tour event. Last night, Paulie, so we said on the show yesterday, we're live bright and early. We knew that we were going to get some news on the basketball game at some point, probably after our show was over with, who knows, maybe early afternoon. And you bet that's exactly what happened with the news. Marcus Smart was not going to play last night. Tyler Hero was out of the game for the Heat. And Robert Williams would, in fact, play for the Boston Celtics. So these games have been so bad, and I said I was going to approach it only from an in-play standpoint. That changed. When Smart was ruled out, I said I'm going to make a couple of player props and some other bets on the game, and I'll watch and see what happens. But they've been so – here's what I did last night. Made the bets, watched the game, saw the blowout, eventually turned the game off, and turned on Better Call Saul with the NHL on the other TVs. I said, I can't – this sport's horrible.
Yeah.
It's unwatchable right now.
Yeah, better.
And I'll check in on my phone during, you know, in the next hour or so to see how my bets are looking, and that's it.
I'd be very surprised if the game tonight's close. I mean, I know it's a 1-point spread, but I could see 1-2-3 Cancun or the Mavs hit threes and Golden State packs it and says, okay, well, we'll get them in San Francisco. You know, 18-1. Are you serious?
18-1.
This other thing, this prop, they haven't moved this prop with the largest lead, 17.5. It's getting there in the first half of all these games.
It was quarter last night.
Right.
Got there.
Yeah. It's lunacy. It's an abomination. Conference final, this continues to happen. Second round conference finals. Pivotal games, game 6, game 7 of series. Blowout city. Strus, Butler, Lowry, Tucker combined 4 of 31. Oladipo outscored the starters. What the hell's going on here? I'll give you another one. Who's the defensive player of the year again?
Yeah, bingo.
Bam did nothing.
Bam did nothing last night once Robert Williams played again for the Celtics.
Uh-huh. Yep, they started 0-14. My God. Oh, I mean, I just don't know what to say. It's a joke. I'm pissed off. I can't get a close game to save my life.
Here's the thing. I mean, and I'm not doing this, but I should have just said, Paul, you're way off on this largest lead thing before you tapped out and betting the under.
Mm-hmm.
We should all be betting the largest lead over 17.5 every single game.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this tweet.
This is incredible. Look at, yeah.
Margin of victory the last 17 playoff games. It's 19.8. There's been a total of 7 clutch time minutes. Come on. And look at that. And Dallas was up 19 in game 2.
Right.
And then Golden State storms back, so you can't even get a close game in the last 2-3 minutes of the game. Everything's decided. I saw the lowest total in play was 176.5. And they came out, hit some shots in garbage time.
Eventually went over
the
that.
Fourth quarter. Yeah. Yeah, right. But that is, I mean, what's...
At halftime, right, of this series, this is kind of like a boxing match where at the very end, the scores are actually kind of close. But inside a lot of the 12 individual rounds, one boxer dominated the other. Quarters one, as of halftime last night, quarters one in the series, Boston 9, Miami 2, and they had 3 ties. After the game was over with that, it's still Boston 9, Miami 3, and 4 ties. Boston's won 9 quarters out of the series so far. Miami's won 3. It has been basically a bloodbath to the Celtics side, and somehow we're tied at 2 apiece.
What happens now? And how about how the series price keeps moving? It goes up and down and up and down and up and down, right?
Well, I'm actually kind of hoping that the Heat win the next game, because the best angle going last night, the way I approached it, was Jason. Once Smart was ruled out, and you knew what Tatum was like coming off of a loss, he's now averaging 32.6 points per game off of a loss. And they are 5-0 after a loss in the playoffs.
Yep. They've been great since January off a loss. Yep. So the other thing is now, I mean, you saw $1.10 series price going into last night. Now they're $1.70, and then they were as high as $2.80 after they thrashed them in game 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming back. I don't know what the hell that was in game 3. Miami comes out, punches them in the mouth, and there's nothing they could do. But there's also, as we talked about yesterday, the officiating is very important. Miami was very physical. They weren't calling anything in game 3. The Celtics didn't know what to do, and they were blown out here. I mean, Boston, look at all the it didn't matter because Miami couldn't make a shot. But Celtics made 24 more free throws than the Heat. So they're favored on the road in game 5. Who knows? Can we get a close game?
Like,
I doubt.
What does a Celtics team look like when they're fully healthy?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, all these guys that are out, it's crazy.
Every game.
Yep.
It's something different.
It is. Or a guy who's at least out there is compromised, right? Jaylen Brown. My God.
40-plus the other night. And last night.
Has that stinker.
Yep.
Sure.
Strange. But that was, you watch Boston play, and they're without one of their best players last night, and they're on their A game. Again, I'll say it one more time. They're the best team in the NBA. But with the injuries and other things that have happened so far in the playoffs, they're capable of being in a series 2-2 when it shouldn't be 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 3 games to go now. And the Heat, you want to say that they're live to win the series?
Sure.
Of course they are.
Absolutely. They're right there.
I'm not going to go after last night and say, well, it was 18-1. The game was over within the first quarter. They jot it down. I hope I'm right. I hope the Celtics win this thing based on future bets that I have. But here's another one. Look at this. Lead changes in the Eastern Conference. If you guys want to put that tweet back up. This tells you all you need to know. The first 27 minutes, we've had 3. The last 165 minutes, 1. That speaks to the clutch time minutes. We've only had 7.
Yep.
Combined going back over the last, whatever it was, 19 games.
How about the big bets on the under? My God. 500,000 on the under at Caesars.
Well,
220,000 at DraftKings.
It made sense, right, with all the guys that were potentially going to be out.
Yeah.
And then that was, at some books, they were getting a lot of the bets. I think the public, they were all over the over last night. What happened? But it was the old reverse line movement, Paulie, where sharp money happened to be on the under. So they're like, we don't care about the public tonight. We're trusting the people who have, who respect in this racket. So
you live and breathe. You've been around a long time. Where does this Vasilevsky thing rank?
I mean, it's...
This is stupid.
It's very strong.
Now, you're going back...
Are you talking about the closeout game? Or what? When they have to have it?
The record, his performances when they can clinch a series.
Oh, it's incredible.
Seven in a row, 6 shutouts. And he gave up 1 to Toronto.
Yep.
49 saves. Florida hadn't been shut out the whole year.
Paul, they were...
shut out. One of 31 on the power play.
The Panthers were the highest scoring team in 27 years. They scored 3 goals in the series.
Correct.
And 49 shots on goal last night, and they were had the old donut.
Look at this. How many goals they've allowed in their last 10 series clinching wins in order? 4-2-1-0-0-0-0-0-1-0. They've won 10 series in a row now. Going for the three-peat. I mean, he's ridiculous. 49 saves, 7-0. I mean, the other thing is you got to be looking for a bridge if you're in Toronto.
100%.
I mean, how bad? Because they had him down. They just couldn't solve this guy in overtime. But it's silly. 49 saves. My God. And what he does in clinchers. All these shutouts in the run he's on. But you're right. To make that team look like that, 3 goals in the series, how bad they were on the power play, fitting, that's how it ended, where they get the power play late. And they still couldn't score.
They did this without Point.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're 2-time champs without one of their better players. Nope. 4-game sweep of the highest scoring team in 27 years.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, was you had that, you know, those guys on WDAE radio in Tampa with the report that Florida got after it and went to a gentleman's club and they were out till 3-4 in the morning. Well, okay.
After game 3.
Yeah. After game 3. Well, they were awesome. They played a good game. They can't score in this case. A brick wall.
You know, you got to be careful when you hear that kind of thing because we have learned since the existence of the Vegas Golden Knights that a team or two, they've done this before. We had the Vegas Flu for a long time in year number one. The team was a Canadian-based team. They came out one night. They couldn't stand up. At like a 7 o'clock reservation for dinner, they were so drunk. They played the next night. They went out and beat the Golden Knights like 6-3.
Couldn't serve.
They were awesome.
Couldn't be seated at the steakhouse.
You had to tell them to leave.
Yes.
So sometimes that's good for players.
Floppy Joe.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But you're exactly right. They had 49 shots on goal. They easily could have won the game last night, but that guy is just brick wall.
And they swept them.
Yeah.
Not only that.
They are the biggest.
122 points, 4 goals a game. Swept. Get out. Get out of here.
Now, they are the 2-time champs, so it sounds dumb when I say this, but they're the biggest threat to Colorado.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Because Colorado's power rating is so high. Right.
That was a hell of a performance, too.
Oh, geez, the whole series?
Right. I mean, they just stay out of the box. I mean, it's 4-1. The game's over. And they get the 2 power play goals late in the second period. And then, but that's, a lot going on with Kadri, with the death threats and the cops involved, and he gets the hat trick. That's big time, my friend.
And they were physical with him last night.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you this. The 2 hits on him during that one sequence, that was dirtier than what happened with him and Binnington. By far. It probably wasn't even close.
Tampa, Colorado would be fun. That it appears I don't think anyone can get in their way right now.
What do you think of the stoppages?
It's out of control. This isn't sports.
No.
We always say baseball's at its best when it's played fast. It's just it's out of control now in every sport. But yeah, you want to get it right, but it shouldn't take 10, 15 minutes. Look what we've seen in the last week. 15-minute delay with the golf with Zalatoris. A 15-minute delay to decide, did the puck hit the net or go out of play with the goal? Get it right, but it shouldn't take 15 minutes.
No.
Then there was another long delay, too. And then, you know, everything that goes on in baseball with all these delays. I mean, you got to get this going. I'll give you 3 minutes. If you can't get it done in 3 minutes, let's go, let's play.
You know, Tampa scored.
Two goals were disallowed.
Right, it was that situation. I went to go get something to drink and let the dogs outside. I came back, and I'm like, did they score again? They're in a replay. No, it was the same one.
Right there, right.
I'm like, oh, wait, it's still going on?
Yeah.
That can't be possible.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in the NBA, by the way. The stoppages.
Another good point. Yeah, going to the monitor,
you got to fix this stuff.
Yep, flagrant, all that.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Win some, lose some is up next. If you thought the receipt we showed you yesterday was big, it has nothing on what's coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right. Oh, so many tickets cash with Tampa. Exact score at Bet Rivers, 2-0, 70-1. To sweep, 17-1.
Well, you did nail this series, Paulie, from start to finish.
Yeah, I saw enough after game one. I'm like, they're not scoring on this guy.
Hey, you bet him multiple times to win the series.
Yep,
good for you.
Yep. Lightning, plus 1.5 games for the series, minus 135. Will there be a shutout? Yes, 8-1. Vasilevsky, 7-0 last 7 chances to clinch, 6 shutouts. Shame on him. He gave up one in the other game. Orioles, plus 270. What was that? Yankees have lost 3 in a row now. Cole got roughed up. He couldn't win. He got as high as 340, I think.
How about a strange box score? Strange line from Gerrit Cole.
Yeah,
Eight innings, 5 earned runs, 11 strikeouts. You don't see, I think that was the first time anybody in the history of baseball has had that exact line.
Judge, 2 more home runs.
Got 17 now.
On pace for 66.
Yeah, calm down, Mike Palm. Aaron Judge can win the American League MVP.
Uh-huh.
That can happen.
Right, yeah, even though Ohtani's unbelievable. MLB overs 9-3 last night as well. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. If you always want to see these videos, get part of the live stream at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Brand new high limit at Red Rock, where Eddie Olczyk likes to go, in the suburbs, Summerlin. Hey, start off with a bang. It just opened. Here's a $40,000 Royale with cheese. Look at that. I can't tell if it was dealt, but oh, what a feeling. But that is, look at that. He's got some serious ammo in there. Maybe he hit something. $44,000 there. $50 a push. That's $40,000.
That's a nice feeling, man.
Yep. There you go. How about the guard dog here? Beware of dog. You know, you got to be careful. Put the sign up. You never know what you're going to encounter when you go over the fence. You could see a... This guy, the dog just chilling,
really,
relaxing.
Teddy.
Sunglasses, laying back, catching some rays.
Beware of the pooch. He'll get you.
I love that.
When you hop over the fence, those crazy kids want to hop in the pool. Look out.
He's poolside. Nice backyard. Taking a nap, sunglasses on. Not a care in the world. Look at him. That is awesome. Well done. And let's go to Disneyland. Oh, this is great. That's a service animal. And she met her hero. And she melts when she saw Tigger. She comes over and eventually, great to meet you. And then just rolls over, rub my belly, huh? What a moment. That's good. I don't know about dressing the dog up. With the dress and everything, the business. I don't know about that.
Maybe a tad much, Paul.
Yeah.
But I think people...
What a good moment. Look at that. Comes right. That's a great moment. Tigger and the service animal.
I think people maybe act outrageous from time to time when they go to Disneyland. Do those kind of things.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Look at that. That's great. She just melts. This is the yeah, rub my belly. That's awesome.
I've heard about some of the parties you can throw for young kids there, like the princess parties,
And
how it's like an EDC tab that you're going to get.
Oh, boy. I imagine.
It's so expensive.
Bad for the books. $550,000 on the under last night in the NBA at Caesars. The better good 206. $220,000 under, 208.5 at DraftKings. I mean, imagine that. Never a sweat.
No, that was...
What'd they have? They had four points late in the first quarter.
I think
quarter.
With like 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Oh, fiasco. The under was 208.5, bet down to 205.5. Pirates, 120 up to 140. Dodgers, $2 up to 240. Adon's now 1-8. And they're 0-9 when Corbin starts as well.
Yeah.
And the Twins, 175 up to 215. They walk it off and beat the Tigers. Lose some? I like this. I thought this was interesting. Because, you know, we've all been there. We live and breathe. We got the significant other with the gals. You know, this is a good tweet. When a woman says 5 minutes, think 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter and both teams have all their timeouts.
It's a great tweet.
Yes, it is.
That's exactly
that
what
it is. Smart. Yeah.
Yep.
I get, yep. 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 And here we go. Here's Mitch's tease. We got another one. Let's go to EDC again. You thought yesterday was bad. Now, we get a better picture and understanding because you can see everything here on this particular receipt. Mm-hmm. 277,000. Look at that autograt. Service charge 20%, 46,000. Look at that sucker.
Okay, so there's so much to take apart here.
Right.
First of all, the time the receipt is printed is 5:19 a.m. For those who don't know, again, the EDC, the Electric Daisy Carnival, people go out there and they party and they rave or whatever you want to call it.
I saw Derek when I was leaving yesterday. Derek was coming in.
At 7:30 in the morning.
He said he's sore. He was dancing.
Dancing so much.
Yeah.
So they go out there, right, and they party and they dance and they drink water or champagne, Red Bull vodka, and who knows what else they do out there until the sun comes up. So, by the way, another thing to point out, it's the same name of the server that was on the receipt yesterday, Dominique. Who is Dominique? If anybody knows Dominique, put us in touch. We'd love to
Thank
have
you.
Her on the show.
Yep, well said.
Because this receipt was, she made more on one receipt than some people make in a year, and she made more on these two receipts. She made like almost six figures on two receipts.
Yeah.
Who knows how well she did over the weekend?
The auto grant is $46,000, and you are expected to tip on top
on
of that.
On top of that, yes.
Yeah, it's frowned upon if you don't. Yeah. Look at that. There's so much to get into. So a four Red Bulls. So a Red Bull is $25.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at this thing. Yeah, God. It's the same server. What'd they get? How many? I can't see how many. Ace Rose, 90,000?
Yeah, plenty of it.
What is that, 30 apiece? 20,000 a bottle? How much are we? What are we looking at here?
You know,
Ace of Spades, 1.5 liters. Four of them, 30,000. How about the water? They got 36 waters. They spent $2,700 on water.
The first year that EDC came out here, I heard stories about people who sold water out there. There was one guy who was playing blackjack.
No. Yeah.
He just had thousands spilling out of his like backpack, and he was playing thousands a hand on the strip. He's a guy who sold water at EDC this weekend. Like, what are you talking about? My buddies and I actually looked into that. How could we get like a stand out at EDC at the Speedway out here to sell water and just make, who knows how, you can print money the entire weekend.
Yep.
That's all you'd be doing.
Two bad beats. Cardinals, Blue Jays under 8. Did you see this?
Oh, so bad.
It goes to extra innings. It's 3-3. It's 1-1 in the 7th. It's 3-3, bottom of the 10th. The Cardinals have a guy on third, nobody out. Eventually, there's two outs. The bases get loaded, and Goldschmidt hits a walk-off granny. And that prop cashed at William Hill again. Back-to-back days. Grand slam. And the Yankees team total over 4.5. They had four runs in the bottom of the 5th.
They got two right away.
Yeah, that's all she wrote. Give me a break. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB bets every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com. I mean, that just, you know, listen. I know you probably got a large group as well, but how much do you have to be worth that you're dropping 277 on alcohol?
People pointed out on Twitter that no matter how much money you have, there's no way you can justify spending that much money.
I can't justify.
And they said there's no way it's worth it.
No, it's a house.
Yes, it is.
Oh, used to be.
Well, now it's a down payment on a house now.
Right, yeah, it's a condo.
It's a very nice car these days, put it that way.
You can't justify it. You can't. Think about what you could do with that money.
Come on. I mean, it's...
$277. The Autocrat's 46,000 alone.
The other
the
one.
Autocrat.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the Ace of Spades and how much it was. I mean, good Lord. 36 buckets of water. $75 a bucket. That's what I'm telling you. If you could just sell water at EDC 1 weekend out of a year, you could retire at the age of 40.
Derek, Mike Palm, we got to get in touch with these gals. Big Balls, we got to get in touch with Sydney and these girls who work at the pool. I got to interview them. Steve Sear, all those stories, you're paying for space. Just what goes on here where it's, whether it's people showing off or I don't care about money, I'm going to light it on fire, but what goes on here, and then the tips and pooling the tips, and then the autograt. I mean, that like Steve Sears said, when you have that cabana, whatever, it doesn't matter if you get like two Diet Cokes, you're still in. It's still you got to pay like $3,000.
You got to match it.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Telling you what, I'm this is no exaggeration, folks. This Dominique, the server at EDC, is now like a top 10 on my wish list for guests on this show. Mm. I think the stories that she could tell from this past weekend would blow people's minds. It really would. We only saw two receipts.
Oh, yes.
She worked probably all 4 days. She probably made, I'm going to guess, she made probably $500,000, no problem.
I know about that.
Tickets. This is 46.
That's not all hers, though.
No, I know that. Yeah, you're right.
You got to whack it up.
That's not all her.
Sprinkle the infield.
She made easy six figures and probably healthy six figures. In 4 days.
You might have something there. Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind, Paul.
Yep. My God.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And then we know someone, Kelly Stewart, who was in the industry for a long time. She goes, that's nothing. That's nothing. She goes, I've been in this racket. I used to be in that racket a long time. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, who's topping that? Who's dropping $400,000 in there?
You get to a million.
Other than Mayweather. But that's...
All right. The VSiN Summer Special is here for only $39. You're going to get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN. And the website, VSiN.com. Subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel all the way through the NBA Finals, and Andy McNeil all the way through the NHL Stanley Cup Final as well. NFL preseason coverage, UFC, NASCAR. If you want the full experience, you're going to get a daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $39 to be a subscriber. Through July 31st, sign up now at vsin.com/summer, vsin.com/summer. Tonight's card, including his player prop, which has been all over the map, coming up next.
Follow the money on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers, your home for betting on the French Open. Log in any day of the French Open to receive a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live in-play bet on the French Open. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the app. Terms and conditions apply. See the site for details. I tell you, it's still exploding on social media and people watching the show about that tab. One guy's like, I'm offended what they charge for water. It's like, what? Come on.
They can get it.
Yeah, they're feeling good. Let's just say that. They're having a good time at that concert. EDC. And the other thing, Kelly also checking in at XS nightclub, Saudi Prince bet over $500,000. One tab.
Oh, that makes sense. Then.
One night. Yeah.
Yep.
But that's right between the autograt and the administration the fee and all this stuff. And what I can't. All right. The alcohol is one thing. The Red Bull and the water's a whole nother ball game.
That's
right?
Another level. Yes. And then you see the autograt on top of that. And then you're expected to tip even more beyond that. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Yeah. What are we doing here?
It's like when we went out here, what was it? A thing of hot dogs was like $80 out here.
Yeah.
But Dan's like, it's the best hot dog I've ever had in my life. I go, the food's unbelievable at the pool here.
The food here?
Oh, my God. Best chicken fingers I've ever had.
It has to be the best pool food I've ever had from top to bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
The menu's great. They have like 30 things to get, and the hot dogs are, Okay. So before we get into tonight's game, Paul, I want to see if you or anybody in the audience of today's show actually agrees with this. Here's Eric Spoelstra last night saying, hold on here. The series is actually kind of close.
We're not making any excuses. They outplayed us tonight for sure. We never could get any kind of grip on the game. Outside of these like crazy runs, you have two really competitive teams, the scores and that kind of thing doesn't really give the true indication of how competitive, you know, it is, and it can get away from either team, you know, at any time. And that's what you saw tonight.
Say what?
What is he talking about?
Huh? Eric, we're watching these games.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's they're not close at all. They're not competitive. It's bad basketball. As for tonight, you said this earlier, mm-hmm. You could see a blowout happening either way.
Oh, I'd be shocked if the game's close. Like, you know, like like inside of six with 5 minutes left. I'd be stunned the way we're going.
You mean if we actually have clutch time minutes tonight?
Clutch time minutes.
Yeah.
Right. The definition of clutch time. Because, I mean, everything's in play here. I mean, the point spread's one. I absolutely could see Dallas, finally the shots go in from three, much like the first half of game two. Golden State packs it in because, come on, we're up 3-0. We'll just go beat them in San Francisco. Or you could see 1-2-3 Cancun. And you pointed out some of the comments that concerned you after game three about mm-hmm. This is a learning experience. Luka, I'm young. Well, I'm going to learn and grow from this. And Golden State could just come out and punk them too.
Kind of caught himself, I think, saying the season's over. And then he's like, oh, whenever that might be coming up this year. I know this going into the game. Based on the results we've seen so far in the playoffs, what you just said, it's a one-point spread on tonight's game. Why would you bet it before the game starts?
Yeah.
I mean, one of these teams will get out to a 13-point lead probably in the second quarter.
Well, if you lay one with Dallas, it could be 22-4. So that's...
It's very true, but if you lay one with Dallas... And there, it is 22-4.
If you want to wait, though,
but you can grab a beautiful number on Golden State at that point.
Right.
And
you can
catch a great middle.
Yeah, but what if you want to wait and say, I like Dallas, but I want to see how it plays out?
That's,
it could be 20. That's the other thing.
Again, that would be one of the perils of waiting for in-play betting, right?
Well, I'm going to stick with the one guy outside of Luka who's played well in the whole series has been Dinwiddie. So I would look at Dinwiddie's prop over, and I can't trust these other guys. I mean, Kleba and Bulla couldn't make a shot in the last game.
Well, he's the guy that I teased, actually, because his player prop has been, it was 11.5 in game one.
It keeps going up, yep.
Then 12.5, then 10.5, and now it's 13.5. The reason for that is because Dinwiddie's had 26, 4, and 17 points so far in the series. But I expect him, it's been two good, one bad. I expect another good game from him tonight. I think the matchup is there for him to play well, especially if some of the other guys are not hitting. Dinwiddie's good enough to have the ball in his hands when Luka's not on the court to say, yeah, okay, come on. Give me the ball, I'll isolate, and I'll take over.
Have you noticed Draymond Green down to 7.5?
Uh-huh.
How low he is.
Green has scored 10 twice, though.
Well, a lot of his...
Well, he's gotten there.
I know.
Doesn't matter how it gets there. It's you know...
Yep. He is plus 320 to get a double-double. Curry's plus 450. Luka's plus 370 for a triple-double at Bet Rivers.
Now, would you take a peek at Steph at plus 450? He's had two double-doubles so far in the series. The one game he did it with double figures in rebounds, and the other game he came back and did it in assists along with the points. Plus 450. He's done it two out of the three games so far.
I could see that, I guess, yeah. Being the other guy. I'll tell you another one I like, Poole. Poole over 1.5 threes, minus $2. Not going to knock down two threes?
You want to lay $2 with it? He had one last game.
Well,
or he
didn't play well, but that's
right.
He's
had 2-2-1 so far in this series.
I thought he had two.
He did. He had, okay. It's 2-2-1 so far.
Okay.
Yep.
That seemed low to me. But again, I have no idea what I could see a blowout for both teams. It's just how it. But that's what happens now, and that's some people. You know, we talked to Bob Ryan last week. He's an old school guy. He can't stand it. I'll tell you who's going to win tonight. Whoever knocks down the threes.
I mean,
this has just been. Look at Dallas. Look at Game Two. Couldn't miss. They score, 74 in the first half, and then they have 13 in the third quarter, and nothing went in?
Whoa, look at the series against Phoenix.
Right. Everything was going in after game two.
When they played at home, everything, they couldn't miss.
Right. And then now, the last six quarters, it's been a horror show. And that's why the Golden State's ready to get the broom out.
Well, let me give you a couple of other player props tonight, because Bullock is 10.5, and it's basically, it's like 115, 110, depending on... He had 0 his last game, 21 the game before that, and 12 in game one. I mean, if I know the NBA like I think I know the NBA with these guys and how they have bounce backs, and he's going to get open shots again tonight, he'll hit some of those. That'll correct itself, and he'll probably have like 13, 14 points tonight and go over 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he had 0 and couldn't make anything last game, you just got to kind of forget about that. Because he'll have what I want to know is how many open shots will Bullock have tonight. And if he told me he's going to get as many as he had last game or that he's gotten throughout the series, right, he'll go over 10.5.
Mm-hmm. He'll knock those down.
He will.
Yeah. The other thing is he sits out with Florida. Well, we're season's over. We're not coming back. We're down 3-0. Let's go out and party all night. He played well.
You can go out there and play very loose.
But that's the thing. Dallas can come out loose. It's season's over. And, carefree and chucking and everything goes in, right? The other thing is, yes, the season's over. 1-2-3 Cancun. Let's start the vacation early. That could happen. Or it could be, I don't want to see the other team celebrate on our home floor and get the trophy and the presentation and all that, and they're going to the finals again. I don't want to see that. Let's go to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Wiggins, point prop is 16.5 so far in the series, 19, 16, and 27 points. And I'll go back to what we briefly discussed yesterday. I do think Wiggins is worth a flyer at 10, 12. Even, I saw 18-1 yesterday to win the Western Conference Finals MVP, which is a new award this year. And I love it that you can bet on it. I think if you can find him at 18-1, which I saw yesterday, worth a shot. If he goes out there and has 25 tonight, again, this comes down to voters and what they think of players and people who have to, use their brains and put down a name to paper and say, yeah, this is my guy who should get it. I think in a spot like this, the Bay Area media, who will have votes on this to say, yeah, Wiggins was so big, and if we win if this team wins the finals, we can give it to Curry at that point. And this would be kind of like, here you go, Andrew. It's like a gift for coming over and playing so well for the Warriors. I could see that happening.
Well, the other thing is it just the utter destruction on the glass. Nothing down low. Golden State can get to the basket anytime they want. Anytime they need a big, easy basket, big basket in a big moment, yep. Okay, right to the layup. No resistance at the rim. Nothing. Zero resistance. Well, no big guy. I mean, we asked him off air, but Thorpe says you can't play Boban. You want mustard? I can reach. But, I mean, it's like, because he can't move, but it's like they have no size. They have nothing down low. You can't play Powell. He can't score.
Well, that's why.
It's ridiculous. That's the other thing. Ayton couldn't destroy this team? Come on.
Well, what was the problem, though? The playing time wasn't there like in a game 7. It's internal, 17 minutes? Okay.
Well, there's a report he wouldn't go back in the game. Did you see that now?
He's gone.
Bye-bye. He gone. Right.
Could have had Luka in that draft.
Right. That's a whole nother. Just you're getting destroyed. Looney's played well. You're just getting killed on the glass. You can't make a three, and they can attack you at the rim anytime.
Isn't that the player that you are most interested in seeing the player props tonight? I don't see him listed as of right now, but I want to see Looney's points, and rebounds. He's been such a huge factor in this series. He's the guy that they don't have an answer for down low.
And I got 21.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
That's what you're seeing on him?
Yeah. Like that over. He's been huge.
What was he?
He had 20 points alone in one of the games. Points.
He's plus 230 for a double-double.
Yes. Yes.
Might be worth some plus money on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
The guy plays his ass off on every possession. He can grab. The question is he going to get there with the points? Because he can easily go out there tonight and grab 10, 12, 15 rebounds. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Eumanns will join the show coming up next. He had Cameron Young and Will Zalatoris in the PGA Championship. Did he find a way to profit by adding Justin Thomas?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion on your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Matt Eumanns joins the program now, host here of VSiN. His show is called The Edge, weekdays at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, right here on VSiN and VSiN.com. Also, he is the senior editor at the website as well. Matt, as always, good to talk to you. Thanks for the time. I want to get into how you approached the weekend betting of the PGA Championship, because you had two guys who were in the mix for pretty much the entire weekend. Zalatoris, for sure. Cameron Young was there as well, lingering. You did not have Justin Thomas pre-tournament, though. So what? Or Mito Pereira, by the way. So what was your strategy trying to say, well, if I don't win with Cam Young or with Zalatoris, how do I try to make money with either Mito or JT?
That's a good question. There's no easy answer to that, because in golf, it's the most difficult sport to hedge. And there's just so many players who still could win a tournament going into Sunday. And, Cameron Young was the best possible scenario for me at 80-1. Will Zalatoris, the second best. I had him at 34-1, and I bet him again at 44-1. But I looked at the leaderboard going into Sunday, and I did add Justin Thomas on Friday night at plus 370. And Mitch, you've been a part of this golf draft we have with a lot of bettors and bookmakers. It didn't mean a lot of money to me, but JT was my top pick in that golf draft. I had the second overall pick. Indy Jeff Seeley had the first pick. He took Scottie Scheffler, and then I took JT. So I had a little piece of JT going into Sunday, but I thought he had no chance. I saw one math model that said Justin Thomas had a 1.8% chance to win going into Sunday. Okay, so I wasn't even thinking he was in the picture. I thought, if I'm going to get beat with Cameron Young and Willie Z, it's going to be by Mito Pereira. So I did hedge a little bit on him at plus 145. And, you know, going to the 72nd hole, he looked like he's going to be the winner. All he has to do is par, and he wins. And Paul asked me, you know, what happened on his last swing on that tee shot on 18. I have no idea. It looked like he got struck by lightning when he swung. If you play conservatively and put your drive out in the fairway, you're probably going to par that final hole. That was stunning to me that he hit that drive the way he did, put it in the water, and then he doesn't even make the playoff. So yeah, it would have been better for me if Willie Z wins the tournament, but I'm not going to complain, because I made out okay with JT. And really the doomsday scenario for me was Mito Pereira winning that tournament. I really would have been stuck with a loss on all the other guys. So yeah, it's always a great question. It's challenging to try to hedge on golf going into Sunday. You can never cover the entire leaderboard, at least the top half of it, all the guys who could win. But I had guys who were running second, third, and fourth going down the stretch there, and I was afraid I was going to lose everything.
Well, you know, our buddy E in San Diego made a good point, and we're mm-hmm. we're behind the times out here in Nevada. But the yep. one way to operate with that could be the yes no there. But that's if you had Mito, though. But I mean, you were in a tough spot. But that's a lot of places have the yes no prop. But that was some places have it, others don't. But then again, you were up against it too. So how were you going to handicap the Charles Schwab then this week?
It's interesting. If I ask you guys, who would you rather bet this week, Justin Thomas or Will Zalatoris? Who would you say?
Oh man, I'd probably punt on both, but I would actually. Gut reaction says Will.
Yeah, I think JT's going to have more of a hangover this week, right? You would think so after winning that major the way he did. And I think Zalatoris has proven to be a really resilient kid who bounces back. And when I look at the stats this week, now JT fits the stats too. But I think two of the most important categories this week at the Charles Schwab Challenge, Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, they're going to be really strokes gained approach and strokes gained tee to green. And Zalatoris leads the tour in each category. Obviously, his putter has been a problem, but last week I think he putted about as well as I've ever seen him putt, except for a few short misses he had on Saturday. I think his driving accuracy was a bigger issue that nobody's really talking about. He was near the bottom in driving accuracy, but I don't really like him this week. But I'm kind of committed on Willie Z. I've lost twice with him now in mm-hmm. a playoff this year.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go ahead and play him at 23-1 this week. I don't expect him to win, but I don't want to be on the sideline if he does win. So I did play him. Sam Burns at 30-1. He was top 20 in the PGA, quietly playing really good golf right now. Abraham Answer, I thought, played well at the PGA. Answer, top 15 the last two trips here to the Colonial. He was top 10 last week. And Gary Woodland, 50-1. He's top 15 the last 2 years here, too. And he played pretty well at the PGA last week, just taking a long shot on Woodland. I don't have a lot bet on this tournament this week, but it's interesting to see how some of these guys are going to respond, especially Scottie Scheffler, who is a PGA favorite and missed the cut at what he called his favorite course in the world.
Yeah. Host of The Edge, Matt Eumann's our guest, VSiN senior editor. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch VSiN. Matt does a great job every week with Point Spread Weekly. It's a must read every week. And you're getting into the Saban-Fisher feud. And also some win totals here as DraftKings has posted some games of the year here. What do you think of Alabama's win total?
You know, I think it's really interesting to see if some books are going to put up less than 11.5, because I don't really see how you can put Alabama's win total at less than 11.5. Paul Stone, college football handicapper from Texas, who you guys have on a lot, told me he would make it 11.5 shaded over -140. I was thinking the same thing. 11.5, you got to shade the price over. If you look at Alabama's schedule, 12-game schedule, the lines that are out now at DraftKings for 8 of the games, Bama's not less than a 13-point favorite in any of the games. So I'll read you quickly the lines that are up at DraftKings. -14 at Texas, -16 at Arkansas, -13 at Tennessee, 14.5 at LSU, 13.5 at Ole Miss, 16.5-point home favorite over Texas A&M, 23.5-point favorite against Auburn. And that's in addition to a 37.5-point favorite over Utah State in the opener. There's also a couple of soft games in there. So you tell me where Alabama is going to lose. If you can find any win total at 11 or 10.5, I don't care what price you have to lay, I will lay it on Bama to top that win total. I just don't see this team losing in the regular season. And I can also make a case here, I think. I would typically not do this, but I think I can make a case for Will Anderson, the outside linebacker, for the Heisman at 40-1. I'd probably wait to see if I can find a better price somewhere. Right now, DraftKings has got 40-1. You might be able to find a 50 or 60 out there somewhere, or to be the top pick in the NFL draft next spring. I really think Will Anderson's the top player in college football. He had 17.5 sacks, 34.5 tackles for loss last year. If a defensive player is going to win the Heisman, this guy's got as good a shot as anybody, I think, in the last 20 years or so. So a couple of interesting storylines with Alabama, and we're going to see a lot more college football numbers start to pop up here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
By the way, voters might look at that as kind of a make good, because a lot of them thought that he should have won it last year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 2 minutes left. I know you are the genuine article. You've been there many times. You don't own silverware plates. I mean, you paper plates. You're unbelievable with the fast food rankings. A guy reached out and said he would pay for us. He'd fly us into Long Beach, have his driver pick us up and take us right to Portillo's, eat, and then take us back. He was so shocked that we've never had Portillo's. Should we take him up on the offer?
You and Mitch? You guys have never had Portillo's?
Right. Yeah.
Never once.
No, never had it.
Wow. Okay. Can I go too?
Yeah. Yes. We'll bring Mike Palm as well. Yeah. You want in on this?
Let's all go.
Okay.
Let's take Derek Stevens' private plane. Go down there. He doesn't have to fly us down. You guys have to go to Portillo's. The place is unbelievable. The Chicago Italian beef sandwiches. I think, you know, it's going to be interesting because I'm going to put out the fast food top 50, and we'll do it on your show again this year.
All right.
This summer, probably sometime in July. I'm not going to say it's Portillo's. I'm not really sure right now, but I think we're going to have a new number one this year.
Oh, wow. Whoa. That's a tremendous two-month tease.
Whoa.
I can't wait to see. Right?
Uh-huh.
What was number one last year?
Chick-fil-A the last year.
Chick-fil-A, it's going to come down a little bit. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I had a top five worst item of my life. Yeah, I had the onion rings at Sonic. Holy Christ. Just a disgrace.
Yeah, those are no good.
No. But it was a good meal. It was
really.
I'm a fan of Sonic, but this onion rings, my God, I spit it out. I wouldn't even give it to the dog.
So I'm glad that you brought this up, Paul. Matt, we should do this, right? I want to live to tell that story. Yeah, we flew to Long Beach one time just to have Portillo's, and then we came back.
Yeah, that's what the guy said.
Yeah.
He'll fly us in, his driver will pick us up, and it will take us right to the airport after we get the meal.
How do we say no, Matt?
I got to do that.
You can't say no. It's a great idea. Count me in if I'm allowed to go. I'll go.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. All right, pal.
Good for
thanks as always. Good luck this week.
All right, you bet. Thanks.
Yeah,
Thank you.
The first hour of this show is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on Major League Baseball bets every Thursday. Must be 21+. Offers not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. So up next, we will piggyback what Matt is writing about this week in Point Spread Weekly. Alabama's win total, their schedule, Georgia's schedule. And again, there's one book that opened up 10.5 mm-hmm. with heavy juice. Mm-hmm. Does it really matter? We'll explain coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21+ only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.